Hi, this is Andrew, and I'm here with your daily Nerd Devo. In Return of the King, Gondor is in a state of tension. The invading armies of Mordor are only part of that. For centuries, the throne of Gondor has sat vacant, and the nation has been overseen by stewards. However, there's a longing for the eponymous return of the rightful king to restore an indescribable, ephemeral quality to the kingdom that you can sense in every word of the page, but that's never fully explained. There's a feeling of slightly askew that pervades. And then the king returns, fulfilling prophecies, leading the forces of Gondor to victory over the invading Mordor's armies. Despite the continued actions of Frodo being necessary in a larger context, Aragorn's return as rightful king is immediately impactful on Gondor in specific, and brings its own restoration to the country itself. Tolkien, being enamored with this sort of thing, was probably, either consciously or unconsciously, referencing part of the Arthur mythos at this point. Many Arthurian legends say that Arthur is not dead, but merely healing, waiting to return in England's most desperate hour. In both cases, there's a sense of uneasy tension, that great turmoil will give way to glorious restoration and salvation, that the king who was previously here will return to finally fix the problems for good. Similarly, the story of Advent is one of tense anticipation, that the world right now is wrong, and that there should be someone in the world to put things right. Advent, of course, leads up to Christmas, the story of Christ's first arrival. However, sometimes we look at the world today and think, is this really any better? Advent not only gets us in the frame of mind to appreciate what led up to Jesus' incarnation, but also gives us guidance as we struggle with our own situation. We are positioned to say, yes, Lord, we need you again more than ever. The 2 Peter chapter 3 encourages us that the Lord is coming back, that according to his promise, we are waiting for a new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Christina and I started this series to try and revisit the Lord's Prayer some, but it was ultimately born of a desire to use that prayer to properly anticipate Christ's second return and the world that is to come. A world where heaven and earth are united under one king. We pray the Lord's Prayer in anticipation of that world, where God moves to restore the unity found in the Garden of Eden and humanity's role in creation, a creation that he originally declared good. We pray to align ourselves in the present with the world that is to come, taking on the mantle of citizens of God's kingdom, recalling the kingdom virtues of faith, hope, and love in the calls to resist temptation, to anticipate the future kingdom, and to treat with mercy others as we have already received mercy. As Peter says, live such good lives among the pagans that, though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. I'd like to ask you to pray with me. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit the subscribe button, and join our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad, to continue the conversation. I'm Andrew for the Daily Nerd Devo. And remember, to be awesome in the name of Christ. See you, Space Cowboy.